Would you rather? Ho, ho, holiday edition.
Welcome to the Rathercast, where this month and every month we present to you would you rather questions. We debate our answers and invite you to do the same with your friends and family. As you may have noticed, if you're watching us on video, on YouTube, or on Spotify video, we are gathered here in front of our very own
Christmas tree
that I chopped down with my own two hands.
No, you didn't.
What do you mean?
They don't know that.
Don't.
They carried it to our car, put our base on, gave it a fresh cut.
That's what I mean by chai chopped it.
We pointed it up here.
Okay. Well, I did carry it from the car to the house. I did that much. Yes?
That is not coming down. That is very impressive.
Let's not get too much into the details about how we acquired the tree and who cut what down.
Cut it down, by the way.
So we are sitting here in front of our Christmas tree. We have our Christmas-themed edition. We have each prepared... Ender has a couple of questions for us. Eladin and I each have one question, and we're going to... talk about all of these and work our way through and see what consensus we arrive at.
I think the order here is going to be Ender, Dad, Ender, and then finally me.
That sounds wonderful. What a great order. So that means Ender's going to kick us off. Ender, our first question.
If you had to choose, would you rather become an expert in untangling Christmas lights effortlessly or have the power to perfectly fluff any Christmas tree with a single touch?
Did you say fluff?
Yeah.
Fluff a Christmas tree.
Like, artificial or not, like, touch it and all of the branches are perfectly spread out and...
Oh, so you, like, you make the tree look perfect with a single touch.
Well, if it has a bare spot, it's still going to be bare. Just...
You make the tree look as good as it can possibly look.
Yeah, but you can do that in the Christmas tree farm so that when you're buying your tree, you can know how good
you
that
know,
tree
you
will
can
ever
touch
look.
The tree and you fluff it out and you make it look as good as it's ever going to look, or...
But also, I feel like in that one, you get paid so much just to come in Christmas tree farms and touch every tree.
People would hire you as the Christmas tree whisperer. Be like, come with me. Tell me which one's the best tree.
And, like, you just hold your hands out like this and run, and then...
Well, a Christmas tree farm probably wouldn't want you on site because you'd be revealing all of the janky trees that they have. And people wouldn't want to buy those trees.
No, but it'd also be...
But you'd also be revealing trees that are pretty
that are
but
perfect.
Don't look good.
Yeah, oh, no, those could be the discount trees. Wait a minute, but we're forgetting the other side of the question. The other side of the question is, would you like to be able to...
Untangle Christmas lights.
But you still have to do the work, right?
Yeah.
You're just really, really good at it and fast.
An expert in untangling it.
But I have the, with the other one, I have the magic power of
touching the
tree. Yeah, I feel
like
the
magic power is better. Plus,
this is a very niche
magic
power.
The Christmas tree one, the other one, you don't have to use it just on Christmas.
Oh, you could be just fluffing out trees all the time.
Yeah,
I guess you can fluff out any tree. It doesn't...
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm going to go with the Christmas tree fluff power.
Yeah.
I think it sounds more useful.
Yeah. Although
not that useful overall.
Not
that useful either of them, but...
Eladin, are you going to do the tree thing too?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Should we move on to my question?
Yeah.
All right. My question is... Would you rather have to go around singing Christmas carols on Halloween, knocking on people's doors and singing Christmas carols on Halloween night, or would you rather go around on Christmas dressed up in a Halloween costume, knocking on people's doors and saying trick or treat and seeing if you can get any candy and treats? So either Christmas on Halloween or Halloween on Christmas.
Definitely Christmas on Halloween.
Christmas on Halloween because they'd give you more candy.
Because I love to sing and singing is fun.
Oh, and they would just think that your Halloween costume is Christmas caroler.
Yeah, something like that.
No, they'd think you're Santa. No, they think you're the
one who's dressed
up as Santa or something.
I am going to risk dressing up in a costume and going around on Christmas because lots of people will be home because it's Christmas Day. And they all have, they're going to have all sorts of stuff to give away. I mean, you might get a lot of homemade cookies. You might get some banana bread, some pumpkin bread. They're going to be fully happy and willing to give out all sorts of treats because Maybe. Of your quirky antics.
But what about the people who have tons of family over for Christmas? Also, tons of people go to family things. So how many people are actually going to be home?
A lot of people are going to be home. You just knock on the door. If they're not there, you go to the next one. And you're like, they're like, hello, can I help you? And
Sounds
you're
like the worst way to spend Christmas.
You're like, trick or treat. And they'd be like, well, don't you have the wrong holiday? I'd be like, listen, do you want a trick or do you want a treat? Give me a treat.
What would your trick
Think
be?
Think carefully.
What's the trick?
The trick,
I'm going to... He raids your house for candy.
No, I don't know. What's a... It should be a Christmas-themed trick.
No, you do the shaving cream. You bring around a shaving cream balloon just to throw it.
A shaving cream balloon? Oh, yeah. My... What is... It's so weird. Okay. Well, I guess, yeah, it does sound probably more... You'd be more successful doing the caroling on Halloween, but I'm still sticking with my answer. I'm going to be out there.
Okay.
Right. Wait, you're not going to hold me to that, are you? I'm going to... Christmas?
Yeah.
Trick or treat.
All right, it's my turn.
Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
Okay, Ender, hit us with another one.
Would you rather spend Christmas in a cozy cabin where it's always snowing, but never too cold, or on a tropical island with Christmas decorations where it's warm, but occasionally snows?
Oh, I want a proper Christmas.
Cozy cabin.
I can't have a tropical Christmas.
Yeah. That would be weird.
I don't even understand, warm weather Christmas. Like,
if you had a tropical Christmas, that would mean you're probably in the other hemisphere, apart from the one that you live in. And that would mean that you're celebrating Christmas with the people you live back at home. But everyone where you're living currently is like, what are you celebrating? It's the middle of summer.
Right. I guess if you grow up celebrating, it just would never feel like Christmas to me. Christmas is like cold and snow. Yeah, I mean, where I grew up, it was always, really a lot of snow for Christmas. Here, not so much in Oregon. But definitely no tree. Do you want a tropical Christmas?
No.
Are you going to hit us with the last question?
Yeah.
Okay.
One second.
What are you doing?
I actually have it wrapped up.
Wait, he's got his question wrapped up in a present.
I forgot, so
appropriate. Well, why don't you unwrap this and reveal. He's holding that up to the camera if you're not watching the video. It is a wrapped present that he brought along.
Here, I'm going to hold the
satisfying you're going to get the sound effect? He's going to open it as slowly as possible. Okay. It's a red notebook. Oh, Christmas colored notebook. That's perfect. And he's going to turn. He apparently hasn't written it. How did you get that wrapped?
We wrapped this last week.
Oh, all right. So read us your question, sir.
Oh, I actually, I unwrapped it just to wrap it again. It was super annoying, but. It says in here, would you rather have the powers of a reindeer or the powers of an elf?
Okay, powers of a reindeer. Hold on. Reindeer can fly. Is that the extent of their power?
Probably not.
They can also...
They can have a red nose.
They can... Okay, we're going to have the powers of Rudolph so we can light... our way through a storm, a winter storm with a glowing red nose.
Yeah. You'd have a lot of fun.
Can't we also sort of travel faster than the speed of light? Because that's the way that Santa's reindeer
Santa
are able
also,
to go all
Santa
over the...
Santa stops time.
Oh, wait. Did the reindeer have that power?
Yeah.
I don't think the reindeer...
I think that's Santa.
That's a Santa power. All right. So we can fly and we have a glowing red nose. Now, I think we need to talk about what elves can do.
Yes.
What is our knowledge of elves? It comes largely from the Christmas movie Elf with Will Ferrell.
They
can throw snowballs.
They can teleport. They can fly.
They can teleport? I don't think that's right.
Teleport?
They can't teleport.
They can't teleport. They can. No, they can't.
No, they get. They have
Tell
to get dressed.
Tell me one
they
movie
get,
where they can teleport.
They get even in Elf the movie. He has to walk through the candy cane forest, and he has to go through the.
But
gumdrop.
They can fly.
No, they can't.
Fly. No, he has to. He has to hitch a ride with Santa.
But then, how does Elfie set stuff up on the ceiling?
He walks. He jumps.
Yeah, he's.
Can he walk on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elves can walk on the ceiling.
And walls?
And walls.
Okay.
They're like Spider-Man. I love how we're just making this up on the fly.
We don't
And
know.
They can wrap and wrap presents perfectly, and they can build toys, and they can decorate very fast. And would you say they can throw pack and throw snowballs with precision?
Yeah. That mostly comes from Elf.
I got to tell you. So the big trade-off is how much do you want to fly? Because that's really what the reindeer's got. Because I, you know, no disrespect to Rudolph, but I don't really want my nose to glow red.
Neither do I.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great.
You can just put the cap over it.
Oh, you're going to cover up your red nose?
Yeah.
The Elf power, the Elf power is sounding pretty enticing. But... Yeah. We come up with this time and time again when it comes to would you rather questions. Flight is always so attractive as an option. Hold up. This is not an easy question.
Maybe you know Elden- you disrespected me off of camera and you thought this was not a good question, but see you are now.
I didn't. How dare you suggest I disrespected you? I don't think I fully appreciated.
You didn't disrespect me. You disrespected the question.
Oh, the question. Yeah, maybe this question is a bit more complicated than I originally thought.
I think that flying is, I don't know, it sounds fun, but if you can walk on walls and throw snowballs and wrap presents, which I'm terrible at.
You'd be very popular during the holidays.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
walking
not gonna
get, on walls would be very useful.
Yeah, that'd be useful year-round. I suppose, but flying. I mean, flying.
That's
so great.
An elf, the snowball power could also be useful in like basketball.
I'm going to name exactly how reindeer fly.
Oh, we have to wait. Do we have to fly like the reindeer?
Yeah.
You're flying with the ability of a reindeer.
Oh.
So reindeer run to take off.
Uh-huh.
Then reindeer continuously run.
Oh, they look like they're running in the air.
Yes, they are always running.
So I'd have to be like
they're galloping. They're galloping.
You have to be doing this like galloping motion with my hands, and that's how I fly. So I'm going to look ridiculous if I'm flying like a reindeer.
And the only reason they go fast is because of the other reindeer.
That's not true.
So this is looking more and more like elf to me. All right, we got to wrap up this episode, gentlemen. Let's everyone pick. Are you going reindeer or elf? Or do you want to go last on your own question?
I'll go last.
Okay, Ender, reindeer or elf power?
Elf.
Elf power. That's yeah. just, I mean, is if I have to fly like a reindeer with moving my arms all crazy all the time, I'd much rather be walking up the walls and dominating snowball fights forever. Okay. And also, you can make toys. How great is that?
Yeah, that's great.
You can make toys year-round. I totally forgot about that. Elodin, what are you doing?
I'm doing elf because you'd have super nimble fingers.
Of course.
You could, like, knit super fast.
Oh, knitting.
You could...
Could make you an ugly Christmas sweater in no time.
You could, like, make stuff like cameras.
Oh, they can even make electronics. That's right. Elves are very adept. This is wonderful.
Hands can, like, play basketball really nicely.
Oh,
Football, stuff
like
that,
lacrosse.
If you're
you'd probably be great at throwing baseballs if you're great at throwing snowballs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'd throw
fast. Now that I've picked elf power, am I going to shrink to elf size or can I maintain my
normal
size?
No, just like you wouldn't turn to reindeer size.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, I guess we decided on that last one. That was a great question. Ender, great questions. My question... Mediocre, I guess, but that's where we're at. We have completed our holiday episode. Thanks for joining us. We will join you again in 2024 with some fresh family-themed holiday questions. We can't wait to catch you next time on
The Rathercast.
Would you rather show your love for The Rathercast by supporting the show? Or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons. Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a Would You Rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.